LIMPS, the National Council for Persons with Disabilities, NCPWD, and the West Pequot County Government have provided prosthetic legs to local people with physical impairments, which is often unaffordable. Speaking during the issuance at Kapenguria County Referral Hospital, NCPWD County Coordinator Edwin Masungu termed the assistive devices as very expensive for the common citizen, hence the need for government intervention to enable the victims lead a normal lifestyle. Masungu stated that one cosmetic prosthetic leg goes for about shush 70,000, with those functional types going for shush 1 million, which majority of people may not afford, thus the need for the government to take care of issues affecting persons with such disabilities by protecting and promoting their rights. The council in West Pequot County is implementing an assistive technology program to assist individuals with disabilities in enhancing their mobility and ensuring a decent living, said the county coordinator. He explained that through the program, 15 persons were fitted with the prosthetic limbs under the pilot phase, with more expected to benefit from all other sub-counties once assessments are done. This is just the beginning, because beneficiaries have been identified from West Pequot sub-county, and we believe going forward, the program shall be rolled out in all other sub-counties for more beneficiaries, said Masungu. He called on well-wishers and partners to join the government in providing the devices, noting that the government has been upfront in supporting people living with disabilities. Smart. Lack of such assistive devices has made some people miss schooling, which is a drawback to development. We call upon more stakeholders to come on board and assist such members of the society, he appealed. The coordinator reiterated the council's commitment in provision of the devices in strict guidelines of the World Health Organization's, WHO, protocols, urging other services providers to adhere to them. Meanwhile, a physiotherapist at Kapenguria County Referral Hospital, Mark Chelule, said it was a rare privilege to see people with disabilities being fixed with artificial limbs, hinting that in the next few weeks another assessment shall be conducted to identify other beneficiaries. He asked those not reached to contact the physiotherapy section at the hospital or visit the people with disabilities offices for assistance. For instance, Duncan Sawanga from Gateway Prosthetics and Orthotics Limited noted that the initiative to have the victims fixed with the artificial lower limbs called for a lot of patience, since measurements were to be taken before affecting the process. We took measurements sometimes back, and we are aware the beneficiaries have been waiting, but today all has come to fruition. The devices are good and aesthetic, hence a success, posed Sawanga. On his part, an excited Noah Tanui from Tala location narrated that his predicaments came after an accident while he was riding a bicycle, which led him to lose his leg, but he now has a replacement. Also, Jane Rose Kipkani from Tata said her leg was amputated after getting injured 3 years ago, and her admission to hospital bore no fruit. Maureen Chirito from Kacheliba said she was born without one leg, and her greatest joy is after being fitted with artificial limbs. She expressed her admiration for those who walk on their 2 feet, stating that today is his day to walk comfortably, overcoming the stigma he has been suffering. At the same time, Stanley Kinwa from Prosthetics and Orthotic Medical said they have been working with the council for the past 4 years and were being sent counties of their choice, whereby they congregate with those in need of the devices.